Well, hello there, listener. It looks to me like I spotted myself a fellow collector. Now, I know I like to collect things like posters and t-shirts and action figures of all my favorite video games and TV shows. And Loot Crate makes that possible. And if you're a fan of this show, I know you love all things Fallout. And Loot Crate has a very specific Fallout type crate. And if you want to take 15% off of your order, head on over to the link in the show notes below and enter Robots Radio at checkout. That's lootcrate.com.
Robots Radio presents...
Broadcast, a Fallout story.
Attention. If you're out there, if you're looking for a place to stay, a place to rest, the Omega is open for you. The coordinates are in this broadcast. Just program them into your map and head this way.
Alright, sounds good. Let me just input these coordinates. Set this loop. And done. Awesome. This is gonna be great. I really feel like this broadcast is starting to actually work. I've had a few settlers wander through on their way down to that new settlement in the south. I think it's called Foundation. I've also had a few people come by and decide that they want to make Omega their home for a while. One person that came through is this old ghoul named Carl. You know, come to think of it, I haven't met that many ghouls out here in Appalachia. Well, except the feral zombified ones that want to kill me all the time. And there's that one guy at that wayward bar down by Vault 76. But yeah, that's about it. Carl seems like a great guy. I mean, he's a bit weathered by the world, but all in all, he's a genuine guy. He wears an old camouflage baseball cap with one of those mullet wigs sticking out the back. It's an odd choice of headwear, but you know, he says it's classy. I personally think it's just so he can have hair and try to look a bit more human, even though the scruffy voice and lack of smoothish skin kind of takes all that away. He was in construction before the war and said he's been traveling the East Coast from Boston down here to West Virginia looking for a place to settle, and he felt like he could make Omega his home. I mean, he pretty much does everything around here. He helps keep the walls fortified, the plumbing, well, what plumbing there is, intact. He runs my farming. Hell, he's even built a water purifier so we don't have to keep boiling water every time we want a damn drink. I mean, he's essentially my right-hand man. And, you know, with having someone like that come in, I felt like I could finally go out and try to find answers. I could try and figure out ways to make this world better than it was before. So I did that, and I decided the first place I would go back to is Point Pleasant and visit my old home. I had tried once about a year ago when I first left the vault, but the town was overrun with scorched and I just didn't feel all that hopeful about what I might find. But I'm so glad I decided to muster up the courage and go back. And you won't believe the things I happened to find. Using my Vault Tech issued Pip-Boy, I'm able to record logs of my travels, and so I'm gonna play for you what I've discovered. Let me just load this holotape here into the terminal. And there.
Just arrived here at Point Pleasant. I'm staring at this old bridge that leads into town. Man, this place has changed so much from what I can remember. I used to go on bike rides with my dad across this old bridge. The sun would reflect off the Ohio River, would catch the purlings on the bridge and create just a small glimmer of light with such a subtle warmth on your skin. Those are the pre-war memories that I hold on to. The ones that make days in this wasteland somewhat bearable. Now, this bridge is barely even holding up. Resting here on it are some old rusted up Corvegas and some sort of ritualistic tree decor. It seems like Point Pleasant is now a settlement for that crazy Mothman cult. Man, those guys are serious. Growing up, I heard tales of Mothman, and growing up in Point Pleasant, that's all I heard about, but they were just folk tales, but turns out they were real. I happened to wander up on one of the ritual sites one time, and let's just say those guys aren't too friendly to anyone who doesn't believe the Mothman is the ultimate deity. So the fact that they've made their place here, their home here, means I'm gonna have to be extra careful. I've made my way into the town, and I was able to sneak past a couple of those cultists that were on guard, and man, I can see my dad's old comic book store from here. It's just up the road across from the old Mothman Museum. I'm gonna head there. See if I can find anything. That's just great. The door is locked. You'd think 26 years later this door would have been busted open. I'm gonna have to pick this lock. Come on. Come on, damn it. Yes, I'm in. Man. This place hasn't changed at all from what I can remember. Oh, except for everything covered in dust and these dead rad rats lying all around. Oh, oh man. I used to sit over in this corner behind the cash register after school and read through the newest comic books that would come in. Let me just look behind the register here and see. Oh my god, no way. I can't believe it's still here after all these years. My favorite comic book. Grognak the Barbarian and the Jungle of the Bat Babies. And I must have read this at least 100 times. I'm taking this back with me. Wait. What is this? An old holotape? I never stored any holotapes in this spot. There's a label on it, but it's faded. All I can seem to read is the word after. The rest of this label is just too corroded. I wonder if it'll play in this old gaming terminal.
There's so much more to everything going on. I promise that I'll find you when the time is right. Botank holds the... Professor Hamilton.
Impossible. There's no way. That was my mother's voice. I could swear she said little bear. And that's what she used to call me. It's weird though, this tape must be broken. Timestamp says 4-minute audio, but it's only playing 30 seconds. I'm gonna play it again and see what happens.
There's so much more to everything going on. I promise that I'll find you when the time is right. Botank holds the Professor Hamilton. My little bear. Just keep rebuilding.
It's definitely my mom. What does this mean? This is crazy. The only thing is this tape is too damaged to keep playing and to understand properly. I mean, I heard a few things like Vault Tech and Professor Hamilton, whoever that is. And I'm gonna have to take this back to Omega and try and fix it. Maybe Carl has some knowledge of old holotapes and he can help me, but if not, I'm sure we can figure out how to get this thing working again. Well, for now, I'm just going to keep going through this old store and see if I can find anything else. If anything, maybe a few more comics to add to my collection.
Alright, so, this is where we're at. I've found a holotape with what I'm certain is my mother's voice on it. I mean, it has to be her. She's the only other person besides my dad that knew about that secret compartment behind the cash register. But the question is, when did she leave it there? Is she even still alive? The bigger question is, what the hell is actually on it? When I got back here to camp, I showed the tape to Carl, and he thinks he can clean it up and get it working properly, or at least working enough to get some sort of clue to what's on it. But he reckons it's going to take a few days, and possibly longer than that. He said we're going to have to scavenge the parts needed. If I can remember correctly, I think there's an electronics store at the Valley Galleria. Or maybe a super duper mart or something would have the parts. I tell you, it would be nice if any traveling traders that passed through had the spare parts or at least something we needed, but you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. But yeah. So, today, I have hope. You know, my thoughts aren't crowded with how to prevent mole rats from getting into my garden anymore. I mean, those problems are so minuscule compared to what could possibly be on this tape. But I can't let the anxiousness and the wonder control me. I do want to say, Mom, if you are out there, if there's something on this holotape meant for me, I promise I'm going to do everything I can to figure it out. Your little bear is here. Well, I'm not so little anymore, but I am alive and well, and I'm doing everything in my power to bring some sort of structure and some sort of order to the constant chaos that surrounds us. I'm gonna figure this out. Okay, that's gonna be all for this broadcast. So, to anyone out there listening, if you're looking for food and shelter, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there is a place for you at the end. Omega. This is Brian Gwatney, the creator of the Omega broadcast, A Fallout Story. I just wanted to take a moment real quick and just say thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to these stories just as much as I enjoy making them. If you do enjoy this podcast, please let me know by liking, sharing, and even through your comments. Thank you again so much for your support. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
Are you interested in keeping up with all the latest gaming news, but you're just too busy? Well, I've got the podcast for you. The Robots Radio Show is a daily gaming news show where I bring you in a quick format all the top news about video games, nerd culture, and even the best deals. You can find the Robots Radio Show on Spotify and Apple and all the different podcatchers. And you can join me live, twitch.tv/robotsradio at around noon Eastern every day. Come talk about game stuff with me. Again, that's the Robots Radio Show. Available everywhere.
In a world where solid-state electronics and vacuum tubes are still meta, people never stop loving atomic-powered everything. A chosen 500 stepped inside a subterranean vault to be spared the nuclear horror of the inevitable Great War. 25 years later, they emerge after the fallout settles to retake Appalachia. Among them, two former rivals whose blood feud will tear West Virginia apart and their epic struggle for survival. Chad, a vault bro who has a strength of 15, an intelligence of 2, and is a complete wasteland dickhead. Simon, a complicated anti-hero who chooses light and hope, but accidentally becomes a cannibal, and wakes up naked and afraid with a Scorch Beast Queen after a date goes terribly wrong. What? I mean, it's a wild wasteland, right? This dark humor radio drama will have you driving off the road and crawling out from under the fallout. Two men. One wasteland. And so many nukes. Chad, a Fallout 76 podcast, rated R, now streaming on your holotape player podcasty thing.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.